Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. It's August 25th. That's a Wednesday. And this is the fakest, realest news you can find anywhere. My name is Zach Selwyn. And wow, so much going on today. Let's start here. KFC is changing their slogan from finger licking good, claiming that the 64-year-old words do not work in these coronavirus times because licking your fingers is a way of spreading COVID-19. What? Yeah, all right, so here's some ideas for the new KFC slogan. I'm going to go with, this is going to kill you if you eat it anyway. It's not even chicken. We have no idea what's in our recipe. You're going to die of a heart attack by 42 years old. Do you like that, Jesse?
Dude, catchy.
Yeah, me too. No word if We Have the Meats is canceled yet. Total penis reference.
But hey!
LGBTQ critic and Liberty University president Jerry Falwell Jr. has gone public with news that his wife had an affair with their pool boy. However, the pool boy's claiming he's the victim and that Falwell used to like to watch him have sex with his wife. What is going on? We are so intrigued with this story, mainly because in the 1980s films, pool boys always slept with lonely housewives. It's just like a plot point in like 60 comedies that I watched as a kid. So we reached out to the Falwell's pool boy. Please welcome to the Audio Up News Network, Giancarlo Banda.
Yeah,
my dude.
Yes.
What is happening? How are you?
Just skimming the pool, if you know what I mean.
Skimming the... No, what does that mean?
Let's just say that Falwell wanted me to go into his wife's above ground and below ground pool, if you know what I mean.
yeah, I think I know what you mean. That's... Ew.
Let's just say I was good at working the pump, if you know what I mean.
I think I do.
You know, pool boys, we're always getting things wet, if you know what I mean.
Wait, is this just a bunch of, like, sexual innuendos about pools? What is it?
I was just working on my strokes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
If you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah, we get it. We gotta hang up.
Let me just drop some chlorine in the suction basket.
What?
If you know what I mean. We have the meats. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you so much to the Falwell's pool boy, Giancarlo Banda, for stopping by. I hope they paid you overtime. University officials say they are extremely disappointed in the fraternities at Florida Gulf Coast University for having parties during the pandemic and spreading coronavirus. Really? How are you disappointed? These kids go to Florida Gulf Coast University. 61% of these students major in resort management, okay? They have an 18% graduation rate, and they lead the nation in synchronized sorority chants. Let's hear one now.
We're so glad you're finally here.
Dear God, that was terrifying. Actually, Jesse, I wrote us an Audio Up News Network chant. You want to hear it?
I don't know, man. Do I?
Audio, Audio Up News Network. That's what's up. Download our podcast. Be a friend. Alpha, new A-U-N-N. A-U-A-N-N-N-N. A-U-N-N-N-N-N. Download a pod and be our friend. Audio Up has done it again. Woo! 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 Ah! Seattle Seahawks rookie phenom Kima Sivarand was waived for sneaking a woman into the team's hotel yesterday. Now, apparently, he disguised her in Seahawks football gear and was trying to make her look like a player. The coaches got suspicious when they noticed on the video camera she wasn't 6'7" and 390 pounds. I mean, come on, seriously? That's hilarious. Hey, babe, put on some pads, wear a jersey, toss a cucumber in your pants. I'm gonna light that ass up on three. Ha, ha! In related news, I would totally hit on Tom Brady in drag. Google that, by the way.
Gross.
In other NFL quarterback news, New York Giants great Eli Manning is selling his New Jersey mansion. Real estate agents are describing it as a lovely, beautiful six-bedroom getaway that is really nice for three quarters of the year, but falls apart in the fourth quarter. Woo! That's actually a pretty good joke. Finally, drug use in the workplace hit an all-time high in the past 6 months, with 11.5% of Americans testing positive for drugs and recreational marijuana use. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know. That doesn't sound like accurate to me. What about you, Jesse? Yeah, all right, man. All right, that's going to do it for the Audio Up News Network. We'll see you Friday with Liam Farrell, and then I'm getting on an airplane and going to Texas. I'm taking my life into the hands of Delta Airlines and going to Austin, Texas for work. So, you know, give me a sorority chant to pull me through.
Hey folks, my name is Scott Lips. I'm a part-time CEO of a fashion agency and part-time drummer with Courtney Love. I've been in the fashion and music space for many years, and I'm here to bring you some insightful interviews into some of the best pop culture personalities. We've had everyone from Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Jay Shetty to Dove Cameron. Tune in and catch up with Lip Service.
So listen to Lip Service on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Dennis Quaid here, and I want to tell you about the Orange Tree. Now, I have recently started a podcast network called Audio Up, and much as I prepare for movie roles, I've been researching the podcast landscape and listening to hundreds of podcasts. One in particular stopped me in my tracks. The Orange Tree. It's a true crime podcast series told with such authenticity and care by Haley Butler and Tinu Thomas, two journalists who were University of Texas students when they started reporting on the story. It's about the 2005 murder of a young woman named Jennifer Cave near the University of Texas at Austin campus. What struck me most was the thorough examination of the case and the exclusive access granted to these two young reporters. What makes this true crime story so unique is their perspective. They're two young women who are the same age as Jennifer Cave and at very similar points in their lives. The Orange Tree is engaging, it's thoughtful, and really, really powerful. Take a listen to The Orange Tree on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts today.